solution. Go to StopWeightBias.com. A public service message from Obesity Action Coalition.
From the UBO Business Services Studios, you're listening to KTXX-FM and HD1 BK, KTAE-AM Elgin, K270CO Round Rock.
Sportsman's Finest, Austin's number one locally owned fly fishing, archery, firearms, and outdoor gear store. Sportsman's Finest focused on providing inspiring trips, adventure stories, and training in a kind and non-judgmental way.
The High Ground is brought to you by Sportsman's Finest.
Rise and shine, rise and shine. Hey, hardy, wake up.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to begin boarding. If we could ask for your cooperation, would you all please remain seated?
Well, how'd you sleep last night?
I don't believe that's any of your business.
If you go to a Bansy Fall and you want to have a Prance and Hansel all in fub with you, don't forget to slop your dripper.
Mr. Nightlinger, what's for breakfast?
Dude, apples, bacon, and biscuits.
Well, forget the apples. Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go.
You're on the High Ground with Craig Flowers.
Got it.
Good morning, Texas. Good morning, Texans. And everybody that's getting here as fast as you possibly can. Oh, but remember why you came. Remember why you're coming, and don't mess with Texas. Yes, indeed, there are a lot of states that are great, but as we know, there's only one great state.
Learn it, know it, live it.
Live, local, and digital at 104.9, 101.9, AM 1260, streaming live on the Horn app and at hornfm.com. My name is Craig Flowers. You are listening to the High Ground from the banks of 360, pushing the buttons, as they say up in Schenectady, is Stevie D. Stevie D, welcome to the High Ground. So glad to have you back in the hot seat. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, good sir. Good to be here.
Well, Jamie Frazier, everybody talking about Jamie Frazier. Jamie is not with us this morning. He is at home in East Texas, the pride of East, I shouldn't say East Texas, East Austin, the UC Davis quarterback, will not be in studio this morning. Instead, we have a remarkable lineup. I am coming to you live from Abilene, Texas. Abilene, as my Siri says. All right, live, local, and digital, and that is local live from Abilene, Texas, here with David Thomas, Cody Hodges, and, of course, Alan Wardis, the founder of the Air It Out Passing and Receiving Football Camps and Academy. This weekend is an academy experience where we have 25 of the top quarterbacks and 25 receivers here that will receive 2 days of pretty remarkable developmental, physical, and character exercises. And one of the quarterbacks here today is Cannon Gibson. Why do I mention Cannon Gibson? Well, Cannon is headed tonight to the Star in Dallas to participate in the Ford F-150 Ford Cup awards banquet. That's a big deal. Those that have attended in the past include Ace Whitehead, who is projected to be the center fielder for the University of Texas baseball team. And this baseball team is loaded like, I can't think of one that is as loaded, perhaps maybe in the 80s, Stevie D. But Ace Whitehead has been at that banquet in the past. Remember, Ace Whitehead was a great high school quarterback. Cade Klubnik will also be in attendance at the Ford Tough banquet tonight, recognizing the most outstanding high school football players across the great state of Texas, and that's going to be in Dallas at the Star. Some of the quarterbacks and receivers that have come through the Air It Out experience here in Abilene, Texas at the Fieldhouse include Ryan Tannehill, Colt McCoy, of course, David Thomas. As of recent, Coy Aiken, a state champion receiver out of Tarleton that Rodney Rodriguez had the pleasure of calling that state championship game. He has actually worked his way through the area out of academy, but he's not here this week, and he doesn't need to be. He's a senior, and he's actually on official visits throughout the great state of Texas and out in western Kentucky. And so Coy Aiken, who had exactly one offer, one college offer at Tarleton State University, right there in Stephenville, now suddenly, after becoming this, you know, most outstanding player in a state championship game for Stephenville, now suddenly Coy Aiken has got plenty of offers. That's interesting at a time when many coaches, particularly at the higher levels, are really standing by, Stevie D. They're standing by and waiting to see what the transfer portal could produce for them. So they may be sitting on some scholarships that they've been hesitant that they would have given out earlier in the past, but now they're kind of holding their cards very tight and not willing to give that offer to that graduating senior in high school because there may be a better horse in the transfer portal that's more mature physically, emotionally, all those things. And I'm reminded of what Jamie Dixon, the head basketball coach at TCU, shared with me just last week, that that 41 out of the 45 new players into the Big 12 this year are transfers. So a completely different model. Let me get straight to one of the things that we do here at the Air It Out Academy. This morning's Chiso's Boots morning story. Part of the Air It Out experience includes building in not only physical reps, but character reps. The art of a handwritten thank you note really is a lost art. From 1986 to 1990, each morning as I drove in to the military base at Schofield Barracks, Hawaii, I glanced over my right shoulder to watch a gentleman who graduated from the University of Texas and would later achieve the rank of three-star general, Lawson W. Magruder. He was a colonel at the time, and I was a young 23-year-old lieutenant. But every morning, from about 5:05 to 5:15, Colonel Magruder was in his office wearing PT gear, shorts, and a T-shirt. But before he went out and did physical training with the troops, he wrote 2 to 4 thank you notes daily. I was lucky enough to get a couple of those thank you notes, and I still have those thank you notes. Part of the Air It Out experience here in Abilene for these young, impressionable quarterbacks and receivers is to write a handwritten thank you note. We actually schedule that time into the program. Just like then Colonel, later retired three-star General Magruder did. The art of a handwritten thank you note is a lost art, which makes it a great opportunity for those who take the time to write it. I would suggest that writing thank you notes is something that we ought to do, that we ought to schedule. It's one of those things that we think about, I should do that, and then we often don't do it. But if you schedule it, if you make time, whether it's at 5:05 in the morning, like Colonel Magruder did, or whether it's here at a football academy experience, if you schedule it, you'll actually do it. It doesn't take long to write a handwritten thank you note, and the impact lasts for years. In 2022, I plan to write more handwritten thank you notes. I plan to schedule it, and I plan to do it. The art of a handwritten thank you note, a lost art, which makes it a great opportunity for those who do it. And that's the Chiso's Boots morning story. We'll be back from the banks of 360. Stevie D. Play it, boy. Ah, yes, fly from the banks of 360, brought to you by Sportsman's Finest, They are the title sponsor, Stevie D. Sportsman's Finest. Everything that you need for fly fishing, firearms, and archery. Now, when I say those, firearms, for example, they've got all the ammunition that is hard to find. In the area of archery, you go in there and they've got, if you want to do traditional archery, they've got that. They've got the latest Bowtech bows in there. And then their fly fishing selection is off the chart. Of course, they have the fly fishing pond right out in front of Sportsman's Finest on the corner of 71 and B Caves. And when you go in there, please tell them you heard it on the high ground. I do all of my paperwork. For example, when I say paperwork, whether you're going to the ATF e-forms now for a suppressor, which makes it so much easier to get a suppressor, but also fishing licenses, hunting licenses, all of that right there. Sportsman's Finest. They also have two gunsmiths right there in their store. It's so unique. And the other piece about this is if you've got firearms that you are interested, or even a bow that you're interested in selling on consignment, they've got an incredible consignment program. I've actually ended up purchasing some firearms and looking at some other bows that were on consignment. So if you've got this, you know, tucked in the back of a safe or in a closet somewhere that you don't know what to do with, go in there to Sportsman's Finest, tell them you heard it on the high ground, and they'll work with you. I mean, go in there and visit with Nicholas or some of the gunsmiths, and they've just got a great program. They are local like us, and they just do things great. Sportsman's Finest is the title sponsor of the High Ground. We are live in Abilene this morning. What's interesting about Coy Aiken, the kid out of Stephenville, who was state champion and now is getting many offers. In fact, I think he's going to visit TCU and Texas Tech coming up. And I think he's got another shot at, you know, Baylor maybe looking at him. What's interesting about this, Stevie D, is that Coy Aiken used to be a quarterback. In fact, he was projected to be the starting quarterback at Stephenville. Now, why do I share that with you? He was a quarterback, now receiver, because he's not the only one. Of course, Ryan Tannehill did just the opposite. He was a receiver turned quarterback, now playing in the NFL. Also a player who came through the Air It Out Academy here in Abilene. But Coy Aiken reminds you a lot of the David Thomas story. Remember, David Thomas was a quarterback in high school up at Friendship out in West Texas, up in Lubbock, Friendship High School. And then another quarterback moves in, and Thomas is asked to play tight end and wide receiver. And then, of course, the rest is history. David Thomas goes on to not only win a national championship at the University of Texas, and Casey Studdard will tell you he was just the sanity in the huddle when he and Lyle Sinline got a little overambitious, but David would calm him down. But David Thomas is one of the only receivers in the world that's caught both a touchdown pass from Drew Brees and Tom Brady. So I tell you that because now, at a time where it's just as confusing for fans as it is for coaches trying to figure out this portal name, image, and likeness and how they're going to recruit around it, Stevie D, you can imagine that it's just confusing as heck for everybody, not to mention the parents who are trying to navigate through the process, whether it's in baseball, basketball, or football. And right now, of course, we're starting to get close to that next date, February 15th, where the next, signing day is going to occur. And you've got these programs that have been sitting on scholarships, waiting on the transfer portal to fill up with outstanding talent. But these coaches are sitting on scholarship money right now. And I think you're going to see, I want your opinion on this, Stevie D, I think you're going to see a lot of last minute offers sometime in February.
Yeah, I think that the NIL and all the signing day stuff has really just kind of evolved. It's going to continue to evolve because NIL is so young. So we don't necessarily know exactly what it's going to be, and the coaches are going to be figuring it out, kind of picking and choosing. And so we're going to see what the meta game, so to say, of this looks like over the next several years, is my opinion.
So here in Abilene, and again, I'm talking to you at the Aerodot Academy, Jerry Pettibone, who was the head coach at Oregon State, Northern Illinois. He coached at Oklahoma. He coached at SMU. He was actually a running back at the University of Oklahoma. Jerry Pettibone is a gentleman that is trying to navigate this as well, because he works with a lot of parents in helping them understand and getting their sons, grandsons, in front of coaches and programs that have scholarship opportunities or not. I say or not because there are D3 programs that players can, you know, how bad do you want it? Do you want to, you know, I wanted to play college baseball bad enough that I went to Ranger Junior College. And if a player wants to play college football, someone like a Jerry Pettibone, and he's working with Coy Aiken, works with parents who have no earthly idea, and of course it's even more clouded now with NIL and the transfer portal, on how to go about this. And the challenge is you only get one shot at this out of high school. Of course, you get many shots if you use the portal, but Jerry Pettibone has got a lot of experience in this. He's at jerrypettibone.net, works with a lot of families around the great state of Texas and in Oklahoma and also in Colorado, at least those are the ones I know, and I think in New Mexico as well, getting young men who want to play college football, who have the physical ability to play college football, at the level that they should be, whether that's in junior college. And Navarro Junior College in the great state of Texas is a great junior college. Why do I say that, Stevie D? Because it's interesting. Geographically, when coaches land at the Dallas-Fort Worth airport to go recruit the great state of Texas, guess where they go first?
I'm going to guess Navarro Junior College.
And you would be correct, my friend. It's not Ranger Junior College. It's Navarro. Ranger doesn't play college football anymore. But they go to Navarro, and they want to see if coach has any dues. Now, if you're a junior college, you're there for one of several reasons. Either you left a bigger program and stepped down to go to junior college, or you're like myself, you were physically underdeveloped. You needed to go to a junior college to develop. You didn't have the grades, perhaps, to get into a higher level, or you didn't have the physical talent to get at a higher level. And so you go to JUCO to and sometimes there are players there that go to junior college. They take a step back to take a page out of Gary Patterson's songbook. They take a step back to go do some things that need to be done in the area of character development. But that's where they go. They go to Navarro Junior College. So Coach Pettibone has been working with a number of players, getting them the either JUCO opportunities, NAIA, Division III, Division II, and, of course, Division I programs. But tonight there will be, and I wished I had a list in front of me of all the players that are going to be at the Stars DVD for the Ford Tough football banquet for high school football players. But I know some in the past that have been there, Colt McCoy and a number of others. But anyway, that's happening at the Star. Coach Ward has opened up the Aerodot Academy this morning. He addressed all the players, 25 quarterbacks, 25 receivers here. And one of the things that he talked about was voices in our head. Not cray-cray voices, but voices that say things like, hey, you know, I should go into the weight room today. For example, leg day. I should go in there. And he said, you know, when we have a voice, an I should voice, that's a voice we need to listen to. And then we went a little bit further, and he said, but you also have that other voice that's a I should not, I shouldn't do it. A certain thing, typically, you know, social, alcohol, whatever it is. And he talked about listening to that voice as well. The challenge, DVD, with 15 to 22-year-olds and even as late as 24-year-olds, is that they've got an underdeveloped prefrontal cortex, that part of the brain that's responsible for decision-making and emotions, that they'll often give into, I should not do this, but it's so much fun, I'm going to do it. And typically that I should not voice is impacted by a so-called friend. Did you give in to peer pressure when you were 15 to 22-year-old, Stevie D?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's those times when you're in college and you know you got to study, but some friends are all going out for some beverages, and you go out and you have beverages instead of studying, and then you pay the consequences and maybe don't do as well on the exam as you wanted. That happened a couple times.
And that happens to all of us. And the challenge is, and it's interesting because I just finished about an hour session with parents here. So there are about 60 parents here who brought their sons or grandsons for the Air It Out Academy. And at the end of talking for about 30 minutes or so, I put it on the parents. I said, okay, now what areas would you like us to cover that are not on today's agenda that we're going to cover this afternoon once they come off the field from their physical reps? And the first hand came up, said, I would like to for you to cover not only working hard in athletics, but working hard in the family and in school. And I said, well, what do you mean by that? And he said, well, his room is a disaster. I said, what do you mean is that? He said, well, you go in there, it's just not clean. His room's it's just a mess. I said, how old is your son? Oh, he's going to be a junior. I said, okay. Well, you've got two Christmas trees left with him. He's a sophomore and he's going to be a junior. You got two Christmas trees left with him. And once he leaves home, he will have spent 90% of the time he's going to spend in an average lifetime with the family. You want a spick and span room. Why? Because the rest of the house is that way and that's their standard. If that's the case and that's really that important to you to have a room that's absolutely spotless, then you need to communicate that that's a priority. But everything cannot be the most important thing. It just can't. I remember, Stevie D, that my dad told me I had real long hair in high school, and I was shocked that my dad allowed me to have long hair. And I couldn't believe it. And one day he came up to me and he said, son, listen, I'm going to allow you to grow your hair long. And I don't mean like crazy ponytail long, but long. And if you have a ponytail, I'm sorry, but I don't mean that long. But he said, you can have your hair long, but as long as you keep it clean and combed. And I said, okay, well, now he's communicated to me the standard. But my dad was not going to fall on his sword over hair. For some reason, he knew that that was a temporary deal. And of course, he was right, because now I'm got no hair. But for him, that was not something that was that important. Instead, what was important, he communicated, was effort in the classroom, effort on the fields and courts of friendly strife, and being a good brother. But he was not going to fall on that sword. So I asked, you know, the parents today, I said, listen, you know, as they go through their last one or two Christmas trees, everything cannot be the most important thing, because you're going to drive yourself crazy if you do that. And that last year, I promise you, will be the most unproductive senior year you have ever had, and you will have zero communications with that teenager. If everything is a life or death situation, to include their cleanliness of the room. Now, there ought to be some standards communicated. Hey, I don't want to walk into your room and get infected by something. I'm exaggerating for effect, of course. But what does your room look like, Stevie D, when you were a junior in high school?
My room was fairly clean for the most part. My parents wanted me to keep it pretty clean. But on messy days, you know, a lot of clothes on the ground, unmade bed, stuff like that.
Do you make your bed every day?
I do not, no.
So, you know, the Admiral, of course, you know, people think of that book that's available at Sue Patrick about make your bed. I mean, that's certainly a character rep. The other side of that is, you know, I'll straighten my bed out because I know I'm going to mess it up. I mean, you could argue both sides of that thing, but the Admiral's point is well taken when he says, you know, one of the things they teach you at when you go through at Bud's training for the Navy SEALs, you make your bed every single day. When you're there, by the way, because during Bud's training, for the most part, your weekends are off, which a lot of folks don't realize. But I got to tell you, Miss Beth makes the bed every single day. And when she's not there, I do it probably half the time. Not because I don't want to, but sometimes I get up and go straight to the gym. So I'll come back to an unmade bed and I go, oh man, I should make that up. And I'll kind of straighten it up. But I get his point, but I choose to get up and attack the day. I mean, so that's the other side of the coin. Jeff Fry was going to call in this morning. Jeff is at the Texas High School Baseball Coaches Convention. And I don't know, Stevie D, if we can do two calls at the same time. What are your thoughts on that?
From what I understand, we cannot. We can only have one phone line over the airwaves at a time.
Okay. Well, we were going to work in a comment from reporting live from he's actually in Grapevine, Texas, at that beautiful hotel out there. I forget the name of that hotel, but it's the Texan. I think it's called the Grand Texan or something like that. A texter will tell us what it is. But he's out there working on with a great product that I was hoping he was going to be able to call in and talk about. But whenever we get him back on, I know he wants to talk about that. Jeff and I are going to go on an organic protein harvest very soon. It is quickly becoming the end of deer season, which is MLD deer season, which takes us through the month of February. But Frito Fry and I are going to try to get out. He hadn't had the chance to go hunt this summer or this winter. But we'll be back from the banks of 360. You're listening to the High Ground on the Horn, live, local, and digital. We'll be back.
Here we go. A one, two.
This is Trace Atkins, and I still can't believe Flowers has his own radio show. Unbelievable.
Oh, you never can tell where we'll be on the High Ground. And today we are coming to you live from the Field House in Abilene, Texas, where we have 25 of the top high school quarterbacks and 25 receivers here at the Air It Out Academy, a Saturday-Sunday event led on the field by Longhorn legend David Thomas, along with former Texas Tech quarterback Cody Hodges, who led the nation in passing when he played on the heels of Cliff Kingsbury's run at Texas Tech. And I got to tell you, it's clear that Cody Hodges can still sling the football in this windy 30-something degree weather out here. Cody Hodges is still very athletic. He's actually an identical twin brother. And they say that the Hodges brothers – out of Hereford, Texas, were two of the best athletes in the great state at the time. And Cody actually was going to be a two-sport athlete, played college basketball and football, and then suffered an injury. Actually played behind Sonny Cumbie for a year as well at Texas Tech before getting the opportunity to start under head coach Mike Leach. And what's interesting, Cody talks about his experience playing under Mike Leach and how odd that it was. They won a lot of games. I mean, Cody led the nation in passing that year. Cody ended up getting a cup of coffee with the Tennessee Titans, but he often talks about his last game. It was a bowl game playing for Coach Leach at Texas Tech, and Cody got injured in the first, I think it was the first half, perhaps the third quarter, and was on crutches on the sidelines. And Tech ended up winning the bowl game, whatever that was. And as they're walking off the field, and this is a sad reality, not for everybody, but in this case it certainly is, and I assume this isn't the only example, is you know, Coach Leach looked at him and said, patted him on the back and said, all right, Cody, well, we'll see you. And it wasn't until years later, keep in mind Cody was on crutches, it wasn't until years later that Coach Leach would call him again on his way driving through Hereford, Texas, and called him and left him a message and said, hey, man, I was just driving through Hereford thinking about you. I can't believe you used to live here in Hereford, Texas, which is where there are a lot of feedlots for some of the Texas beef. Stevie D, you ever been to Hereford?
No, can't say I've ever been to Hereford.
They say head north till you smell it, and then head west until you step in it.
Ah, it's one of those, is it?
It is, and it is the home of Alan Wardis, who played college quarterback and then ended up coaching in Texas Tech. Now he's the head of the Air It Out Academy, but here in Abilene. But David Thomas, of course, originally from Lubbock, he and Cody just have just such a great way with these young men, receivers and quarterbacks. David typically takes the receivers and works with them. Can you imagine being a 14-year-old, 15-year-old, any year old, and having the opportunity to work with David Thomas, a national champion in college, and then played in two Super Bowls, one with the 16-0 Patriots, who went 16-1, and then winning a Super Bowl with the – and can you imagine? I mean, you're playing with a guy that you have a football card of.
Well, yeah, and in those situations, I feel like having never really been much of a competitive athlete myself, but like when you love it so much, when you're so into it, and you know these guys getting there, trying to actually get your head on straight and get better and perfect your fundamentals would seem really difficult, don't you think?
Well, it can be unless you have the personality, the humility, and if Casey Studdard were on the phone, he would echo this, of a David Thomas, who he's walking, you know, he walks wherever he is, whether it's in Lubbock, and I'm looking at him right now through the window glass out there. I mean, he's picking up cones right now for 13 to 16-year-olds, getting them set for the next drill. And, you know, he's not big leaguing it at all. I mean, we were at a restaurant last night in Abilene called Joe Allen's Barbecue and Steakhouse, and the place is packed, and they serve a mean couple of dishes there, and you know, everyone's coming up, you know, Pat and Cody Hodges on the back, because they all know, you know, Cody from here in Abilene, and they're coming up talking to Coach Wardis and Coach Pettibone, and there's David Thomas sitting over there with, you know, kind of a just a nondescript baseball hat and a pullover. He's a Super Bowl champion. Of course, he does it. He's physically fit, but he's not as big as you think he is. I mean, he's kind of lean right now. I bet he weighs 205 pounds. And I think when he was in the NFL, he was at, you know, 240, 260, something like that. But he's just got so much humility in him that, I mean, he's been doing the Air It Out Academies ever since, we started them back in, I don't know when that was, 2010, something like that. But a ton of humility. And because he's that way, Stevie D, the players are not intimidated. He's very instructional and developmental. What is the word I'm thinking of? Oh, he's constructive, not instructive. Meaning he's constructing these players with some fundamentals, whether it's the route tree, whether it's ball handling skills, whether it's eyes, whether it's running on the pads of your feet so that your eyes don't, you know, don't bounce, which is something that Ace Whitehead is gonna do for the Longhorn baseball program. But he just comes with a ton of humility. What's interesting about this academy experience is tomorrow, either Cody Hodges or David Thomas will actually have a church session. And I put it out on Twitter this morning. The owner of the facility tweeted about it, Justin Bane, B-A-N-E, at the Fieldhouse in Abilene, talked about this developmental experience and leadership academy. And broke some of it down and tagged David Thomas, of course, on it. And but tomorrow morning, when we get in here at 8:30, there'll be about a 30-minute church segment before they go out onto the turfed outdoor, I guess it's about a 70 or 80-yard practice field. And I got to tell you, Stevie D, I'm kind of glad I was able to come in to do the show this morning inside, because it's got to be in the 20s out there, wind chill, because it is blowing. What? Tell me about the weather in Austin this morning.
When I was headed up to the studio early this morning, my car was getting blown all over the highway. It seemed like I could feel it in the steering wheel. Wind was going. It was not too bad on the temperature wise, but the wind was howling this morning.
So is the wind still blowing there?
Yeah, from the looks of the treetops right here, it looks like it's going pretty good.
Okay, so that's the reason I asked that is because I think it's going to calm down here in Abilene. So it's headed, you know, it's headed south. So you might get a face full of some more wind later on today, but we're supposed to have much better weather here. It's just sunny and cold as heck in here. Of course, it's not as bad as it was in Des Moines, Iowa, last week. And what I loved about the Des Moines, Iowa experience is that they were very they had a great sense of humor about it. When we stepped off the airplane, it was 2 degrees. We got to the hotel in downtown Des Moines. We stayed in a giant tower of a Marriott, and they had these postcards, and I'll they had a great sense of humor about it. I'll tell you about the postcards. Ask me about it when we get back, and I know you wanted to talk to me about the Bone Cup. We'll be back from the banks of 360. Stevie D.
The Holiday Hoops promotion concludes this week with Texas women's basketball. You get 2 chances to see the team, and tickets start at just $5. Wednesday night, January 12th, the Longhorns take on Kansas at 7 p.m. Saturday night, West Virginia visits the Irwin Center. That game also starts at 7 p.m. You can hear both games on 105.3 The Bat. Pre-game begins both nights at 6:45. Tickets start at just $5. Go to texassports.com for the full schedule and get your tickets. Texas women's basketball on the Austin Radio Network.
BetOnline.net has you covered all season. More props, odds, and lines than ever before as football season continues the march to the playoffs. BetOnline.net remains your number one spot for all the sports info, podcasts, and news this season. And it's not just football. BetOnline.net has up-to-the-minute info on pro and college hoops, NHL, boxing, UFC, even live scores of games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline.net, where the game starts.
Football is here, and you need a new ride. Score big right now at Round Rock Honda, Round Rock Toyota, Round Rock Hyundai, and Round Rock Genesis. We have the new and used vehicles that will look amazing as you pull into a stadium parking lot. That's Round Rock Auto Group, with fine dealerships like Round Rock Hyundai. Exit 254, I-35, and roundrockhyundai.com.
Everyone knows that Pluckers is not only the best place for chicken wings in Austin, but also the best place to watch college basketball. When USA Today names you one of the top 10 wing restaurants in America, you tend to be very busy. Our friends at Pluckers understand, especially with COVID, that no one wants to wait in line to get a table. So download the Pluckers Club app and virtually save your place in line. Prefer to eat Pluckers at your home? Pluckers offers online ordering for pickup and delivery through DoorDash. Get to Pluckers.com for details. At Pluckers, if you don't like our wings, we'll give you the bird.
The Texas Wine of the Week.
Ah, yes, it was a woman that drove me to drink. I didn't even have the decency to thank her. Said the great W.C. Fields. Oh, this segment, Stevie D, is all about supporting Texas grape growers and wine makers. You know, the first Texas wine of the week, Stevie D, was a unbelievable wine that was a 2015 red wine. And it was brought to you by the Dukeman Family Winery, founded in 2004 by Dr. Lisa and Stan Dukeman, looks like Dutchman, but it's pronounced Dukeman, in a quest to bring world-class winemaking to Central Texas and the Texas Hill Country. Their love of the unique Italian grape varieties in the Texas High Plains to produce unbelievable award-winning wines was their choice. Dave Riley's who they hired to experiment with winemaking, and the Dukeman Family Winery. I believe Dr. Dukeman is a heart doctor, a cardiologist. And the wine, I'm told that a little wine is good for the heart. The Texas wine of the week is called the Progression 2. Progression 2 by Dukeman Family Winery. This wine has aged over 30 months in American and Hungarian and French oak. I didn't know that mattered that much, but evidently it does. The nose is full of dark plums, spiced cedar, and dark fruits. Don't say cedar this time of the year. The palate is rich, full-bodied, and has a variety of long finish. This balanced, complex wine pairs well with venison, duck, and braised game meats. Thus, the Progression 2, the Dukeman Family Winery. The Progression 2 is the Texas Wine of the Week, supporting Texas grape growers and wine makers. Do you partake, my friend, Stevie D, in wild game?
Yes, I do love venison. Got to get a good backstrap in every now and again. Duck is always good, but a venison, if I'm going wild game, I'm going with the venison.
Really? Well, we were having a discussion the other day about duck. Duck, goose, as a matter of fact, because a lot of folks, when they have to clean the ducks over and over and over and over again, they don't necessarily like the taste, the smell of duck. But it's my mother-in-law's favorite meat is duck. And I think that it's just like anything else. One of the techniques, even with backstrap and venison, my grandmother did this, and with duck, wild duck breasts, is to soak them in buttermilk. So that gamey taste that I actually have grown up with in the hill country of Texas in Johnson City, Fredericksburg, San Antonio, I've actually grown accustomed to it, and I actually look forward to it. It reminds me of, you know, going out with Papa in Johnson City, or being with my Opa in Johnson City, or going to, you know, riding with my grandmother to, you know, go clothes shopping. She was always trying to get me to wear better clothes. But anyway, the buttermilk is a technique that a lot of people use to get that wild taste down. If you pair that with a Dukeman Family Winery, particularly the Progression 2, you can't go wrong. Casey stuttered. I'm going to have to take him some ducks and geese and to see if he will smoke them, because I have not had any smoked duck. It's something that I must try. We are live from the Field House in Abilene, Texas, where one of the sessions is about to end with the end of our show here, with the Air It Out Academy for quarterbacks and receivers. David Thomas is leading the training here on the outdoor turf field with all the receivers, of course. Remember, David Thomas also played quarterback, so when Cody Hodges has to step out to do something else, it's seamless because David Thomas can step right in and coach the quarterbacks as well. Stevie D, I appreciate you sitting in this morning. We had Aaron last week, and now we've got you. I appreciate your service to the high ground, gentlemen.
Oh, it was great to be here. Good talking to you.
Good talking to you. Looking forward to doing it again, hopefully next week. Until then, we'll see you on the high ground.
When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps. Just purse your lips and whistle. That's the thing. And always look on the bright side of life. Come on.